Now a story about obesity. For the first time, Massachusetts has a somewhat scientific snapshot of how many kids are overweight or obese here. It's been 3 years since school nurses began recording the height and weight of school-aged children across the state. It took a while to get all school districts on board, but now the state has a statistic, and frankly, it's a little startling. First, take a moment to guess. And now Cheryl Bartlett, a nurse who runs the Bureau of Community Health and Prevention at the State Department of Public Health, has your answer.
We are at 32%.
That is double the number of children who were overweight or obese 15 to 20 years ago. And Bartlett says it means an increasing number of children face a lifetime of debilitating diseases.
We know that overweight is driving the rates of diabetes type 2, and we're seeing high blood pressure in young children. This 20-year trend is a change in our social norms, that we're more sedentary, we eat more processed foods.
Around the same time school nurses began asking students to step on a scale, the state launched a program to combat childhood obesity. Mass in Motion started small, with mostly private funding in 11 low-income communities where obesity rates were typically higher. Bartlett says five of those places saw a significant decrease in childhood obesity in just 2 years.
With the fact that every year we were seeing increases in overweight and obesity, we were even hopeful that we would see a leveling off. So to actually have seen a decrease is fairly significant with this type of approach.
So this morning, for a glimpse into how one community is reversing childhood obesity rates, WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes us to Fitchburg.
In 2009, 46% of kids in this low-income former mill town, 50 miles northwest of Boston, were overweight or obese, the second highest rate in the state. Mayor Lisa Wong called the problem a public health emergency.
But we knew that given that this was actually an emergency situation, we knew that this was an epidemic that was not just in Fitchburg, but really around the country. So we had to actually come up with a strategy and not just try and throw Band-Aids at the problem.
But when Wong asked the city council to sign off on a $60,000 grant that would commit Fitchburg to a childhood obesity plan of attack, she encountered a fight.
It almost got rejected through the city council because they said, why is it government's responsibility to deal with childhood obesity?
City councilors were, in the end, persuaded to apply for the grant. Fitchburg got it and launched a citywide campaign dubbed Fun in Fitchburg. In 2011, the city's childhood obesity rate dropped to 40.9%, still high, but an almost 12% decrease in 2 years. How did Fitchburg do it? The change starts in daycare centers and preschools with songs about fruits and vegetables.
Purple is power!
Purple is power!
I can see my dad.
At snack time, preschoolers drink water, not juice. Children of all ages are planting community gardens. Fitchburg has hired teenagers to spread the word about healthy living among their peers.
And we used to go to their meetings at City Hall. We were confused because it was like a bunch of adults and we were just there, just sitting there and listening, and we had no idea what they were talking about.
Then Mari Perez Cruz and her friend Anna Herrera, both 16, had an epiphany.
And for me, it was like a training that I will always remember about the fast food burgers,
how they
made it bigger and fatter. And
the muffins and the donuts and all.
Yeah,
that.
Like
have
all
they
the
bigger.
Yeah,
like
double they the doubled size. The size and everything. And
you're
how,
making a funny face right now, you know?
Yeah, because it's like when you think about it, it's like nasty.
Now Perez Cruz is on a crusade against sugary juices, and Herrera is a round-the-clock nutrition advisor.
A lot of my friends, like since they know like what kind of job I have, they always ask me, like they always text me, like, so I have this and this and this, what do you think I should get? And I'm like, well, depends on what you ate earlier.
What Anna's friends ate earlier would likely depend on a school menu, says nutritionist Jill Lucius.
We are having an impact. And they're with us. We serve breakfast, lunch, after-school snack, and now supper.
You serve supper in the schools?
We do serve supper.
Supper is a more limited option, says Lucius, the nutrition director for Fitchburg Schools. Still, 75% of Fitchburg kids get a free meal of some kind, and what those meals look like has changed a lot in the last few years.
We haven't served cookies on the line in 5 years.
Instead, elementary, middle, and high school students have a lesson about and then try all kinds of fruits and vegetables, some of which I can't even spell.
Things like kumquats, kiwi, jicama, broccoli, green beans, all kinds of different things in a very safe environment. We do it in the classroom so that they don't feel stressed about, you know, that's my lunch, and if I don't like it, I'm going to go hungry. We haven't had a revolution.
Well, maybe a mini revolution, admits Lucius. The explosive issue is quantity.
I'm sure you hear all the talk about we're not feeding the kids enough. Really, what has changed is the amount of grain that they're getting. Because at the high school, we might have given them 2 cups of pasta. Now we can only give them 1 cup. So that's where they see the dramatic change.
Changes designed to help residents eat healthier meals and exercise more are happening all over Fitchburg. There are tours through supermarkets to help new moms read food labels. Police have shifted patrols to improve park safety. Parents and businesses are adopting the upkeep of parks. 75 groups and individuals have joined the Fun in Fitchburg Coalition, including Claire Brayton, a naturalist with Mass Audubon.
We took a bunch of fifth grade classes up to Green Acre, which is the North County Land Trust land. And a lot of these kids were urban, overweight, not used to being outside at all. A lot of them were complaining it was a really hot day.
Brayton finished her program at the top of a rise. On an impulse, she started running down the hill.
And so here I got all these kids to run down this path fast, and then I heard behind me, "This is so fun!"
Kids running down a hill in the woods, maybe for the first time. But keeping up the momentum, so to speak, in Fitchburg may be difficult. Just last month, as Fitchburg recorded the latest round of height and weight to determine the body mass index for each child, school nurses, including Debbie Mayo, also asked each student how they spend their time outside of school.
A weekend day, they may spend the entire day on screens, and it's not just a weather-related thing. It just brings it home how important this is, because screens are in their face even more than we discussed when this was first developed. It's everywhere.
And so are the sugary drinks and junk food that tempt kids every day. Some city leaders say it's time for the state and federal government to make buying or selling unhealthy food more difficult. But in Fitchburg, where 500 fewer kids are overweight or obese compared with 2 years ago, the community is proving it can work together to reverse what's been called an epidemic in childhood obesity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.